You're listening to SBS News.
On the 11th hour of the 11th day each year during the 11th month, Australians are encouraged to remember the fallen and honour those who served. It marks a time to pay tribute to those who died more than a century after the end of World War I, and the tradition on Friday is to wear a red poppy. RSL Queensland's Remembrance Day Ambassador Daniel Kieran is also a Victoria Cross recipient. He has told the ABC it's important to stop and take a moment to recall what happened.
I'd spent over a decade serving multiple operations overseas. I think once you've come from a working environment like that and that close-knit team and you know, life and death situations day in, day out to a civilian career, very, very different. And it took me a little while to re-establish myself here.
More than 103,000 Australians have lost their lives and many people are on the street showing their support for veterans.
Thank you.
Well, you've got about
Thanks
45
for your service.
Minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
The significance of this year is it's the 50th anniversary of the end of the National Service, and it's been 75 years of Australia being involved in peacekeeping operations. In 2022, it's also the 80th anniversary of other battles, including the bombing of Darwin, the Kokoda Campaign, and the fall of Singapore. At the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne, David became emotional when speaking to Channel 9 on Friday morning.
I think we're just a very fortunate country, aren't we, for what the men and women have done, but not just today, Anzac Day, but I think every day we wake up and, you know, I can walk around and do this, but yeah, just thinking of my father-in-law, Neville, today, and his family.
At Sydney's Martin Place, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese attended a service. He's reminded Australians to remember the brave men and women who defended the nation.
And today's a day also that we remember those who didn't come home, but those who have come home with issues that are ongoing, many of which have been identified by the Royal Commission into Veteran Suicide that is doing its ongoing work.
The Australian Defence Force currently has 2,500 personnel deployed overseas and locally in a bid to protect the region. They have also paused to commemorate Remembrance Day this year. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.